John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and it is fun to reconnect with Adam Hammes. He is a name that I know you've heard, and as soon as you hear his voice, you'll say, I remember that voice. He has been a longtime collaborator with KFMG, and we had a chance to reconnect recently, and I'm glad I did, because I am going to be the big beneficiary. Adam, well, he just has one more source to talk about his latest Creative Mischief, which is a book called Sustainable Business in Iowa, How Leading Companies Profit from Environmental and Social Responsibility. Adam is just a leader in this. If I were to start talking about all the ways that he has made positive impacts, and that is definitely plural, across the state and beyond, I would eat up my entire 2 hours, not just the time we have allotted. So I will mention this, and I will mention a time or two. He's got a website to go to, iowasbf.org, and we'll explain more about what that is. Get your pen and paper handy. I'll mention that a time or two. But Sustainable Business in Iowa is an incredible book. I mean, you hear things like sustainable business, leading companies, profit. You're thinking in terms of huge companies, but as you folks know, I preach creative economy, cultural economic development, and artists and creatives considering themselves as nano businesses, because that's how you're going to succeed. And as I'm delving into this book, I am finding all sorts of ways I can apply this to the work that I do in the creative world, because I'm just a creative project manager. That's all I do. I develop creative projects, and his information is fantastic. Adam, thanks for taking time in your crazy busy schedule. Southeast Iowa farm kid to another, it's great to visit with you. But sustainable business in Iowa is just kind of an inevitable evolution in what you've been doing over the years, isn't it?
Yes, and thank you. First, just it's a pleasure to be back, not only in the new studio, which is very nice, but just to spend time in the studio. I'm not always on this side of the microphone, so when I get a chance, I feel very blessed. But the book is the result of many years. I think the most direct thing was we spent 4 years. We started and have run this new industry association in Iowa, the Iowa Sustainable Business Forum. And that's exactly what it is, a forum for companies large and small to share best practices, what's working for them in the realm of sustainability. And therefore, I had tons of case studies to pull from and to write a book that was 100% full of Iowa companies. So I didn't put a single company in there in the case study realm that wasn't operating successfully in Iowa and a living example of how anybody and any company could do these sorts of initiatives. And by that, I mean social and environmentally responsible initiatives inside companies.
Well, you folks out there, I know, are curious, because we only have wonderfully curious people who tune into the Culture Buzz. And I do encourage you, do some exploration to iowasbf.org. Lots of great information there. You will just be going in so many different directions, which I truly appreciate. One thing I want you to talk about, let's just start with the idea that the words profit and environmentally conscious are not diametrically opposed, are they?
Not at all. I mean, they can be if you do it incorrectly. But there are certain initiatives that have been proven over and over and over again to be profitable for companies. Sure, there is a compliance world where a lot of companies kind of live, and sadly, I think some companies get stuck there. They feel like they just have to comply with regulations, and that's sort of the bare minimum. It's like stay out of jail. That's not really a business strategy. But if you do those things and comply well, that is a great business strategy. There's some risk management there, but there's a whole world of cost savings from just measuring and managing energy, water, waste, transportation, things like that. But also on the HR side with your people, community initiatives, how happy are your people, productivity, worker satisfaction, health and wellness, things like that. And they're just simply not managed historically because they're not as measured as some other things. Some of them are difficult to measure. Some of them aren't. But when companies realize that and they start measuring it, there's a whole series of cost savings opportunities that become available, and that's huge. And then the last is kind of like the cherry on top, which is the recruiting and retaining your employees and getting them excited, having more loyal customers because they're excited not only about your products and services, but about the company and who you are and what you're up to. So that whole risk management doesn't have to be the only thing. You could graduate to cost savings and then graduate from there to basically recruitment, retention, customer loyalty, more revenue generation, and less cost of labor,
I guess. I was just checking all those things off on the win column.
Yeah, they're all wins.
Exactly. Well, it seems like several decades ago, there was kind of a business, corporate industry mindset that things have to be quantifiable. And that started more as kind of at its lowest level, which is, okay, plus or minus, how does it impact the bottom line in a good way? But really what you're saying is that there are a lot of things that aren't just like pennies in the bank and stuff like that that are very quantifiable and now have been proven. And so the strategy, this is a very long-winded, complex question comment here, okay? In my mind is that companies that will succeed are the companies that really understand and embrace the kind of sustainability you are talking about in your book, Sustainable Business in Iowa, and they recognize the fact that sustainability and profitability and success in their company now means they're really looking at the same success generations down the road.
Yeah, long term is really the best definition of sustainability. It's not necessarily... it doesn't have to look the same for any particular company, but if whatever your industry is and whatever your size and if you're privately held or publicly held or whatever, every company is looking to be sustainable, to continue into perpetuity. And that's really the simplest definition of sustainability. And for years, it's been a focus on financial, which is actually critical. That's how you measure it. If you have money, if you stay in business, you know, that's good. But what has become obvious and is not new, but over the last several decades, people have figured out how to measure environmental and social initiatives, and they have a direct correlation to your financial performance. They're not the same as financial performance, but they have a direct correlation. Some things are, they're just a cost of doing business, but some things have a direct relationship to training costs for new employees or turnover or worker satisfaction, where they have one foot out the door half the time, or they're stealing from the company or whatever that happens to look like. Or you just get in the newspaper for the wrong thing and you're suddenly, all the goodwill you've built up over years disappears overnight and then your customers go somewhere else. Well, the day before that happened, you could argue that you were fiscally responsible, but the second that, you know, you could have seen that coming if you knew that you were breaking the law or you're doing something that in the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube age could easily be splashed all over the internet or splashed all over the news. You don't want to do those things. You shouldn't do them morally anyway, but when you get caught for something, even if it's not illegal, people can really have a lot of backlash towards the company.
There is no such thing as a dark corner anymore. It seems like a light will inevitably shine upon anything and everything if it's going to be looked at and researched and chased after. And that's why it makes sense with your model here. And I'm not going to just limit this to new initiatives, new businesses starting or things like that. This is what you're professing and presenting and backing up with great stories, anecdotes, as well as facts in Sustainable Business in Iowa, is something that established companies can adapt to, because if there's one thing that's constant in this world today, it will always change.
Yes. And I think that if you look, if you're kind enough to grab my book, you'll notice that it's very okay.
He's too nice to come right out. I am nice, but I will say it's Sustainable Business in Iowa. Anything, even if you're just doing an egg money business at the farm, you can learn from this book.
Well, the reason I think that's true is that the book, there's a bunch of history. You know, it starts off with some history, some facts, and it leads up to present day, but it's really about the research that shows without a doubt that the initiatives in companies go through stages, and it's kind of like being a baby. You crawl before you walk before you run, and you have to accept that. And if you believe that that's true, that things, people, animals, groups, or organizations grow steadily. They don't just, you don't wake up one morning and you're completely, you know, fully functioning corporate citizen is what I call it. You go through these teenage phase and awkward, you know, growth. But if you know what those stages look like, you can find out where you are if you're in stage 1 through 5 in your energy plan or in your diversity inclusion plan or your safety, health, and wellness, whatever it happens to be. You can easily just look at, well, I don't need to work on stage 5 stuff. I need to get to stage 3. I need to grow to the next logical step that's going to propel me to the next logical step. And that's a healthy way to grow for any company. So if you're young and small, you can start back in usually the stage 2 and stage 3 area. And then if you're your giant corporation, you might be making some bigger investments, but you can reap way more benefits and return on investment at those larger companies because you have just such a larger footprint of not only employees, but facilities and things that you're managing. So it's really, it's kind of like a Where's Waldo, choose your own adventure kind of a book where you first, you just find out where you're at, and then you go read that chapter or you go read that section of that chapter, which shows you exactly what you could be working on and why it would be profitable at that particular stage of development for you. There are checklists and things online that you can go get as well, like some cheat sheets. But I try to just make it super simple. So
it's good cheating.
Cheating to get better at being a socially, environmentally, and just financially responsible company.
Neat. Well, I'm going to let you think about this as I give information to the folks out there listening. And that is, I'd love you to pull an anecdote or two so we have a definitive application for what you're talking about here. My guest is Adam Hammes. He is the author of Sustainable Business in Iowa, How Leading Companies Profit from Environmental and Social Responsibility. Adam, Hammes, Sustainable Business in Iowa. You can, of course, go online, get it through Amazon, check with your local independent bookseller, and if they are sold out, they will get a copy for you. You know I like those folks, and they like me, and they like Adam. They like lots of good Iowa authors, that's for sure. You can also find out lots more information if you go to the website, iowasbf.org. That's kind of an abbreviated version of Iowa Sustainable Business Forum. And forum is what it's all about, sharing, progressing, everyone winning. So the balance I love about your book, Adam, is the fact that you do have this practical information. You have ton of graphs and visuals to kind of, I'm a visual person. I need to see stuff. But you also have a lot of anecdotes in here. So people say, oh, okay, that I can understand too. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, my hope was not only to show, because I teach a class for the University of Iowa, so one of the impetuses for this is I have an MBA course called CSR and Sustainability, teach to evening adults who are kind of going back to work while they're still professionals at their jobs. And basically we do consulting. We get in groups of three and we consult for local companies using this material. And so it's just nice for kind of managers who people want to manage companies in that middle management to understand how this stuff works. But I wanted to show them that it's not rocket science. It's very easy to understand. And one example, I think, because most people are familiar with energy, it's not that complicated. There's some early stages of just compliance, which should be done, and you shouldn't have to worry about that. But if before you move on, I always say, make sure you're in compliance. And then stage 3 is efficiency. And so Casey's is a great example. They're doing a huge retrofit on LED lighting, not only in Iowa, but they have convenience stores across the Midwest. And so they don't have any renewable energy installations yet that I know of, but they're doing a huge investment. They've done a lot of tracking, a lot of energy management, a lot of controls at their facilities, and they're doing these large, very large investments of LED lighting across the board on all their stores. And all might be a stretch. There's a huge amount of their stores. And so that's only stage 3, which some people don't get excited about. But I always argue, if you're in stage 3, you're doing really good. And so people should celebrate that. On energy management alone, it's very progressive. And then you can move forward to see some other companies. I can say Frontier, for example. Frontier Co-op is a company out of Northeast Iowa, has several locations. They just installed three different solar photovoltaic panel systems at three different locations. And they'll be the first to tell you it took 3 years of research. They did all this energy efficiency work first. So they did the stage three stuff, and they were able to take that data and then go crunch the numbers and say, well, with all the current incentives, which are changing all the time, and the rebates, which are changing all the time, and the tax credits, which change all the time, they're like, these three make sense, and we've done all our research, and we're going to install these three. And it's not like gangbusters, but they believe in it. They wanted to have some renewable energy, and they already buy renewable energy credits to offset their production. But that's, you know, kind of buying, you know, your sins away, so to speak. Okay. And they know that, but they do it as a sign that they are committed to it. And they recently have these three, and it's not offsetting the whole company, but they've built on top of energy efficiency into stage four, where they're now testing and piloting solar panels in three different locations, which is pretty good. So that's a step beyond. And then there are two companies. So Sky Factory is a manufacturer in Fairfield, Iowa. And then Modus Engineering is a firm right here in the East Village. They're both shooting for net zero, which is a step beyond, you know, that's stage five. If you can get to net zero, that's a pretty big deal. And that means that you are already super energy efficient, and you're not only testing renewable energy, but you're trying to produce enough on site or off site at some other program that completely offsets what you use. And that's a big deal. That's why it's stage five. You can't really get any better than that. And so both of these companies are shooting for, I don't know if they've been certified yet, but they're both trying to get certified as net zero companies. And that's possible. It's something they've worked on for years to get there, but it's an available stage of development when you just look at energy, because you can go from energy efficiency to renewable generation. And that's how it breaks down. And every chapter is like that. I show you at least three different examples of companies who are at various stages of development on waste, water, transportation and fuels, safety, health and wellness, diversity and inclusion, collaboration. There's nine chapters. Every one of them breaks it down just like that. So that's what I said. It's really not hard to understand once you understand this model and the research behind it. And it's nice to see Iowa companies, because then you can't really think, oh, that doesn't work here, because it is working for some companies. And these companies have put in the time. It's not overnight. You build towards this and you work your way up through the progressive chain of stages.
It is a gift that continues to give, folks. Adam Hammes is my guest. He's the author, of course, of Stress-Free Sustainability also, but his latest book, Sustainable Business in Iowa, is an incredible book on so many levels. Get a copy, because what you will do is you will come away after reading his book as someone who is informed about what is happening on the sustainability front in Iowa, which is something you really want to know about. If you are a business person and starting to establish something, you have some incredible best practices and some pathways that have been kind of spelled out there for you. You don't have to blaze the trails. Adam has done a lot of that blazing for you. He's got a great website too, iowasbf.org. Go to that website, learn more, but mainly get your copy of Sustainable Business in Iowa by Adam Hammes. You will become a much wiser and more informed and more environmentally and socially conscious person in the process. Adam, let's just consider this the start of a dialogue. I've just realized, listening to you, how much I've missed your wise counsel and conversation on the show. So, dang, I can't let this slip by. Maybe we'll just have to touch base on a couple of different things and just do a little bit of bragging about what's happening in Iowa. I know that you would love to do that, and there are ways that you can get involved out there too, in any way that you want to, because you will connect with businesses, period. And if you want to know about sustainable businesses, Adam is your go-to guru. So enjoy that. Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back in here. I would love to come back on multiple occasions.
Done, sir.